Welcome to this latest installment of Lectionary at Lunch. Our text for this time around comes to us from the Gospel according to St. John, the 4th chapter, and we'll read through verses 4 to 25, 26 here, starting with verse 5. This is the very familiar passage involving Jesus' exchange with the Samaritan woman in the Gospel of John. So, verse 5. Then he came, erchetai un, to a city of Samaria, eis polin tes Samarias, which was called Sychar, legomenein Sychar. Plaseon, near, the field, or how should we say that? The place or the field, tu choriu, which ha Jacob gave Edoken to Joseph, to Yosef, his son, to huio autu. In fairly significant terms, then, the narrative locates the place in terms of these two patriarchs. First, the son of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and his son, Joseph, the one despised by his brothers and given over into death, whose fall from grace with his brothers, those who despised him, this beloved son of his father was himself despised by his brothers, and therefore his brothers kind of conspired to off the one that they despised. His fall from grace with his brothers actually redounded to the purposes of God in the story from the Genesis narrative. This one despised himself then, even through the devices of his brothers, became a great ruler of the region when he was, of course, relocated to Egypt, and as such, also served to remarkably provide for that very time its peoples throughout the Mediterranean there an extraordinary supply of the bounty of Egypt, you know, at a time when famine was threatening many. At that time, then, Joseph became one who fed many. The whole story of this despised brother is no doubt of some import to John as he constructs his own narrative of the life and times and accomplishment of Jesus. The one who came to his own home and his own peoples received him not. Manner of situating things at the very beginning of the narrative no doubt has some significance. Verse 6. Now, a well of Jacob, Pege to Jacob, was there in Ake. Then Jesus, ha un Jesus, because he had become weary, kekope akos, from the walking or the journey or his traversing of the way, his journeying, ektes hadoi porias, sat, you know, engaged in the activity of sitting, you know, the imperfect of kathedzomai here is ekathedz eta. He engaged in the activity of sitting thus, hutos, at the well, epete pege. The hour, hora, was ein, about, hos, the sixth, hekte. A woman, gene, came, historical present, erchetai, a woman of Samaria, Ectes Samarias. She came to draw on Tlesi water, Hudor. Jesus said to her, Ha Jesus, Jesus, said Lege, another use of the historical present, to her, Aute, give das to me, moi, to drink, in order that I might drink, or just to drink, pain. Pain is the aorist infinitive active of the verb pino. So he says to the Samaritan woman, give me something, from this well to drink. For, gar, his disciples, hoi mathetai autu, had departed, kind of gone away, up apeleluthesan is of up erchemai. It's a pluperfect here, not a form that perhaps we run into too often. It's a fairly nice, characteristic, pluperfect form of up erchemai. It's that yoda, epsilon yoda connecting vowel there before the san that tells us that this is a pluperfect form. Reduplication, epsilon yoda connecting vowel, final san. For his disciples had gone away or departed into the city, estain palin, in order that they might purchase or buy agarasosin, food trafas. The woman, the Samaritan woman, he gune he samaritis, said lege, another historical present, then to him, un auto. She's puzzled by this. How is it, pos, that you, Sue, even though you are a Jew, eudaios is followed by the present participle of eime. It's concessive here. How is it that you, even though you are a Jew, eudaios, are asking from me, para emu, the verb of asking there is aites, are asking from me, para emu, to drink, pain. Emu is followed by a genitive and apposition, gunaikos, yet another genitive and apposition, apposition there with the next genitive, samaritidos, a woman of Samaria. So, backing up a little bit, how is it that you, a Jew, even though you are a Jew, are asking for me to drink, me, a woman, gunaikos, of Samaria, after Samaritidos follows ouseis, yet another participle of eime. This one is concessive as well. It's a little complicated, but when pieced together results in the question, how is it that you, even though you are a Jew, are asking from me, a woman of, even though I am a woman of Samaria, to drink? For, gar, the Jews, eudaioi, are not having things to do with. Synchrontai is of the verb synchraomai, to associate with, to have dealings with. For Jews are not, having associations with synchrontai, Samaritans. The verb takes the dative samaritais. So she's wondering why Jesus, a Jew, is having anything to do with her at all. Jesus answered, apokrithe, Jesus, and said, kai epen, to her, aute. If you knew, here comes a contrary to fact condition. If, A, you knew, a des, the gift of God, tain dorean tu theu, and who it is, or who it currently is, kai tis estin, who is speaking to you or saying to you, ha legon soi. What's he saying? He's saying, give, dos. I mean, he repeats what he has previously requested from the woman. He says what he said before. Give, dos, to me, moi, to drink, pain. You know, if you knew who it was, you know, who was saying to you, give to me to drink, you, Sue, would ask on etesas, you would ask him, auton, and he would give, kai edoken, on to you, soy, water, hidor, which is living, zon. So living water, the participle of zao here at the end of verse 10, is adjectival, modifying hudor. Jesus refers to a living water that he's in a position to provide to the woman. And of course, the woman who's completely focused on the immediate circumstance, the well before them, the water at the bottom of the well, her purpose for being there to draw water from the well, and the rest. She's entirely focused on the prospect of gaining physical water from the well before them, earthly water. So she imagines that Jesus is talking about some sort of a living source of water, a living water, a running water, a bubbling water, you know, some sort of a, you know, non-stagnant source of regular, everyday, earthly water. But he's not talking about that sort of a source or that kind of a water, especially when we get to chapter 7 of this gospel. We as readers or hearers of the narrative will know full well that the living water that Jesus comes in order for us to, in order for him to provide this and in order for us to possess it is the living water of the Holy Spirit. So he's speaking in heavenly eschatological terms of his purpose for being here. He's the Christ. He's the Spirit bearer. He is the one who bears the Spirit, brings the Spirit, baptizes with the Spirit. That's what he's here for. That's what he's here to provide, to give, so that others might drink. He speaks to this here, but all she thinks that he's talking about is water, you know, something like the water that's available in the well. So she says to him, or said to him, Lege, the woman, he gune, said Lege to him, auto, Lord, kire, you are neither having, ute, neither, an implement for drawing, you know, a bucket. You are having, eches, neither a bucket, antlema, for this, you know, and kai, the well, ta thre'ar, is deep, estin pathu. So you don't have the implements for doing this. The well is deep. You know, how can you be saying this? You know, I have water for you to drink, when you don't have the customary everyday earthly means for acquiring such a thing. From where, pathen, then, un, are you having, eches, the water, ta hudor, the living water, ta zon. I hear especially the adjectival use of the participle of zao is evident, with the nice attributive position, use of the participle in evidence with the repeated use of the definite articles, ta, definite article, hudor, noun, ta, definite article, zon, participle of zao. That attributive position, use of the participle, because it's got a referent, hudor, is just manifestly adjectival. So this is, from where are you having this living water, the living water that you're talking about? You, Sue, are not greater, mezon, followed by a, the form of the verb to be, Here it's just present, indicative, active, second person singular. So she asks the question, you're not claiming to be greater, you know, somehow with this suggestive, you know, proposition of yours. You are not greater than to Petras, the genitive of comparison follows, than our father Jacob, to Petras, Hamon, Jacob. You're not saying, you know, the question posed with the use of the negative may expects actually, or at least points in the direction of an anticipated negative response. You're not really saying this, are you? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you? Who gave Hos Edoken to us, Hamin, the well, Ta Thra'ar, and he himself, Kai Autos, from it, Ex Autu, drank, Epen, is, just the, aorist active, aorist indicative active there of Pino again. You know, from it he drank, and his sons, Kai Hoi Huyoi Otu, and his livestock cattle as well, Kai Ta Thremata Otu. You're not greater than all of that storied past, are you? I mean, you know, she banks her identity and her countrymen's, you know, sense of their own location and place in the greater scheme of the things of God. She connects all of that to Joseph and his sons, I'm sorry, Jacob and his sons, especially Joseph would be foremost in her mind as one of the featured son of Jacob, and the one whose own sons, when they returned to the promised land, significantly situated themselves, their families, those two tribes here in this region. So the Samaritans are thinking of Jacob as their father, and Jacob's son Joseph as a beloved patriarch. So, you know, in order for Jesus to be kind of suggesting something of importance, he's got to have a relationship to these. You know, in fact, if you know, that importance is to have any real meaning for the Samaritan woman and her countrymen, he, you know, this is the operative question. This is the important thing that she wants to know. You know, if you're greater, then let's talk. If you're not, we all together should you know our place and not presume more than we're in a position to presume. Jesus said to her, Apokrithe Jesus kai epen aute. Everyone, pas, who drinks, ha penon, of this water, he's referring to the water in the well, ek tu hudetos tutu, will thirst, dipsesai, again, palin. But whoever, whoever drinks of the water, ek tu hudatos, of which I will give him, hu ego doso auto, he, you know, this one, will in no way, what follows is ume plus the aorist subjunctive, the strongest way to negate something in this language, ume plus the aorist subjunctive is the no way Jose use of the subjunctive, ume dipsesai, will in no way thirst in the age, which is to come, aston iona. Rather, Allah, the water, tahudor, which I will give to him, ha doso auto, will become in him, genesetai en auto, a well, a pege, of water, hudatos, welling up, ala menu, to the life of the age to come, est zoein ionaon. So again, Jesus points to the heavenly water which he has come to provide. With him will come the eschatological dispensation of the Holy Spirit, the eschatological dispensation of the living water of God. He speaks to this before her. He suggests to her that in all of this, if a person drinks of this water, there will be no thirsting after that in the age which is to come. The water itself will become in the person a well of water welling up to the life of the age to come. It's just, you know, Jesus working concertedly here to establish that he is, you know, the messianic eschatological ground zero that she and her countrymen need to be recognizing. She's not going to recognize this yet. I mean, all of this language is lost on her. The woman, hey Gene, said to him, lege pros auton, sir, lord, kyrie. Now she asks for it again. Give to me, dos, moi. Give to me this water, tuta, ta, hudor, in order that, hina, I might not thirst, me dipso, and not come, me de erchomai, here, and thade, any more that is, you know. If you give me this, you know, she says, this means that I will no longer need to come to this place. I will no longer need to come to this well to draw water on tlain. I will no longer need this source any longer for my life. That she's still thinking of the water in the well before them rather than the heavenly water that Jesus is meaning to provide in his person with his accomplishment, especially the accomplishment that comes at the end with his suffering and death on the cross. All of this, again, is lost on her so far. We might ask ourselves when any of this language ever actually came home to have the heavenly and eschatological meaning for her that Jesus was intending for it to have. It's just not indicated that she ever perceives this. All this participates, of course, in this gospel's concerted interest in a motif of their misunderstanding. It's not until Jesus is risen from the dead that such sayings dawn on Jesus' followers, dawn on those who have heard these things from Jesus. It's not until the paraclete is given and the assistance is provided that any of these persons responding to Jesus will in fact begin finally to comprehend what it was all along that he was meaning to say to them. So she says, I'll take some of this, but she's not asking for the thing that he's meaning to provide. Jesus said to her, lege aute, go. Now, here's where Jesus kind of turns the moment toward, what's possible for him to accomplish in the now with her and with those that are her countrymen. But in order to do that, in order to, point her in the right direction of his person and his purpose in this world, he needs to show her that she's not exactly reckoning with the kind of person that she thought she was reckoning with. So he says to her, go, hypage, call, phoneson, your husband, ton andrasu, and then, kai, come, eltha, here, and thada. So he tells her to, go find your husband, come back. The woman answered him, apekrithe, he gene, and said to him, kai epen auto, I am not having a husband, uk echo andra. Jesus said to her, lege aute ho Jesus. Carlos, well, you have said apas, that, you know, hati, I am not having a husband. Andra uk echo. Four, gar, five husbands, pente andras, you have had eches. And now, kainun, the one whom you are having, han eches, is not uk estin. I mean, this one isn't even your husband, su aner. So she's had five, and now she has a sixth, and the sixth isn't even her husband. This, tuta, truly, alethes, you have spoken, erikas. So, you know, Jesus, as he did previously with Nathanael, is now demonstrating to the woman before him that he is gifted and powerful to know things about her that no mere man is in a position to know about her. This provokes her the same way that sort of supernatural knowledge of self evidenced at the end of chapter 1 with Nathanael caused Nathanael to, recognize something special about Jesus and to confess him. Well, the Samaritan woman does the same thing here. The woman said to him, Lege auto hegene, Sir, Lord, Kyrie, I'm seeing, I'm perceiving, theoro, that hati, a prophet, or, well, yeah, a prophet, prophetes, you are, esu. Well, actually, he's not just a prophet, he's the prophet. We'll come to know this, especially when we get to chapter 6 and the multiplication of the loaves, and the masses come to the conclusion that this is the prophet who is to come into the world and they want to make him king. Well, she's sort of moving in that same direction here too, but it's not likely that she's yet perceiving that he's more than just another prophet. So, you know, the form prophetes is anarthrous, but it's also a predicate nominative that precedes the copula here. So, you know, while she's likely not really thinking of him as the prophet, the language of the text itself, you know, alerts the reader to the fact that he is this and can be conceived of as even more than this. The definite predicate nominative, when it precedes the copula, normally appears without the article. Verse 20. We need to kind of try to wrap up here. She says, our fathers, hoi patera, simon, reverenced, prosekinesan, sometimes translated worshipped, but proskineo sometimes means that, doesn't always mean that. In more everyday parlance, when you proskineo your master or another person, you're showing obeisance, you are reverencing the individual. Clearly here she's thinking of worship, so it's not wrong to translate worship. Translate the verb with the English equivalent, but elsewhere we might pause a bit to ask ourselves what sort of a reverence actually is in view here. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, ento ore tuto, but kai, you guys, himes, are saying, you, that is to say, you Jewish people, but you, kai humes, are saying, legatai, that in Jerusalem, hate en Yerusalumois, the place where it is necessary to worship, hatupas, hapu, proskenein, de, you know, that in Jerusalem is, estin, the place, hatupas, where, hapu, it is necessary day to worship proskenein. Jesus said to her, Lege aute ha Jesus, believe me, woman, pistu e moi gunai. and then follows Hati. Believe me, woman, the hour, Hora, is coming, Erhetai, when Hate, neither in or on Ute and To Ore, Hore, that is, neither on this mountain Tuto, nor Ute in Jerusalem and Yerusalemois, will you reverence or worship Proskeneseta, the father, To Patre? You worship Hemes Proskeneta, that which you do not know, Ha Uk Oidete. So, you know, he's kind of getting down to brass tacks with this person. He does say, you know, you Samaritans, you're off where you need to be. You worship what you, in fact, do not know. Proskeneta ha uk oidete. We, however, us Jews, we, hemes, worship proskenumen, that which we do know, ha oidomen. Because, ha te, a salvation, he sotera, is of the Jews, ek ton judaion estin. But, I mean, you know, first he, you know, sets matters straight as regards the issue of Samaritan versus Jew. Then he, you know, offers a word of encouragement. So there's a bit of a brushback there for a second, but then there's also, you know, an action on the part of Jesus to draw her near nevertheless. But, Allah, verse 23, an hour is coming, Erchetai Hora, and now is, Kai Nun Estin, when, Hate, the true reverencers or worshippers, Hoi Alethanoi Proskenetai, will worship Proskenesusin, the Father, To Patre, in spirit and Pneumate, and truth, Kai Aletheia, for, Gar, the Father also, Kai Ha Pater, such persons toi utus is seeking or seeks zete, who worship, here comes a substantival participle, functioning as the direct object here, tus proskenuntas, who worship him auton. So, you know, yes, certain things have historically and necessarily divided Jew and Samaritan. The right place of worship has been and continues to be Jerusalem. Salvation is first of the Jews, but, you know, the hour is coming and now is with the advent of Jesus. For neither Gerizim nor Sinai to be the place of worship. You know, when Jesus comes, he is the very place of worship. He is where worship happens in spirit and in truth. You know, he points in this direction. The time is coming soon. The time is now. When, it won't really matter whether you're a Samaritan or a Jew, whether you've previously been oriented toward Gerizim or Sinai. What's going to matter is your orientation over against the Lord's Messiah, Jesus, the Son of God. God is spirit, pneuma ha theos, and those who worship him, kai tus proskenuntas auton, and those who worship him must worship de proskenein in spirit and truth, and pneumate kai aletheia. The woman said to him, you know, here's our final verse. Lege auto hegene. I know. You know, she's still not quite there. He's going, you know, where she needs to be in her understanding of who Jesus is. You know, here we go. It's time for her to be where she needs to be. But it starts with, again, the suggestion of a misunderstanding, her not being quite ready to recognize Jesus for who he is yet, but Jesus is going to get her there. She says, I know, oida, that, hote, Messiah, Messias, is coming, erketai, who is called, legomenos, Christ, Christos. When that one comes, hoton elthe ekenos, he will announce anangele to us, amen, all things. Jesus said to her, lege auto aute ha Jesus, I ego, the one who speaks to you, ha lalon soi, am, amen, I am he. Okay, so he says, I, namely, the one who is speaking to you, I am he. And with that, the text ends, and we should too. Thanks for your attention.